more. I couldn't sleep at night. I suffered from PTSD, survivor's guilt. I've now lost more Marines to suicide than I did in combat, and I was in one of the heaviest hit battalions of the Iraq War. I found an organization called the Headstrong Project that's now one of the leading providers of mental health care in the United States. You know, I think a question I have is I've been deeply disappointed by the city's response to mental health. The number one issue I hear from New Yorkers is that they can't sleep at night. We know that there is another pandemic. This is the mental health pandemic. Mm-hmm. It existed long before COVID and is going to exist long after. In fact, this is sort of remarkable. I know you want me to keep the question short.
Yes, we only have a few minutes left, and I have one more question
and
closing statements.
It is more deadly to be a New Yorker in the last year than to have served in combat in Iraq and Afghanistan over the last 20 years. I am worried that at some point in time we have lost more New Yorkers to suicide than we did to COVID, just as I've lost more Marines to suicide than I did in combat. What could we have done differently over the last few years? Will you commit to auditing Thrive NYC? Where can the city have done better when it comes to addressing mental health? Because we failed. We failed with the homelessness.
Okay, we got it.
Thrive NYC. Thank you.
Speaker Johnson.
Yes. First of all, Zach, I am deeply grateful for your, not just your service to our country, but how open and honest you've been about your own PTSD. I think it's incredibly inspiring. And I wish more folks that were running for office would talk about the challenges that they faced. And really, it's deeply meaningful to me that you've continued to do that.
Same here.
Thank you. Thank you. This past year, I've lost two very close friends to suicide. I think about both of them almost every single day. Both New Yorkers, both around my age, both gay men who took their lives. And it's been very painful for their families and partners and friends, and you are totally right. The money that's gone into Thrive, 83% of it has not been spent on people with serious mental illness. And the folks that we see decompensating on our streets in New York City and on our subways, people with untreated schizophrenia, people that have a dual diagnosis of a drug addiction or alcoholism coupled with mental illness, that's where the money needs to go. I was asked recently, what's one regret that you have? And I was very open about it. And I said, one regret that I have is that we haven't been able to do a better job at getting the mayor's office to redirect that money to people with serious mental illness. So I would audit Thrive NYC, and I would hope that a future mayor would redirect more of that money to suicide prevention, people with serious mental illness, people that need recovery. It's personal to me. I know it's personal to you. And I'm really grateful that you asked the question and everything that you've said today. Thank you.
Speaker Johnson, I'm about to let